Back here at Dove Valley as the Broncos wrapping up minicamp, happy to be joined by longtime NFL defensive back Rod Woodson. Rod, thanks for taking the time to join us, and not a normal intern candidate here with this program. Talk about what it's like to participate in this and kind of what you're learning out here, being on the other side with the coaches, learning what it means to coach.
Well, you know, coaching, I got the coaching bug several years ago. My son was in high school, and I was coaching his high school team. I got the bug. I coached with the Raiders in 2011. And then coming here, you know, this year, just being with John Fox again. You know, John was a green young coach in Pittsburgh way back in the day. So seeing John again and Jack Del Rio's with us in Baltimore, seeing the different philosophies that develop over the years, and building relationships. Yeah. You know, I still love the NFL. I still love coaching. I love the being on the field and smelling the grass on every single day.
So what are you telling some of these guys who may not have a safety behind them? It's just them and Peyton Manning's over there trying to beat them. How do you coach them up?
You know, you tell them at the end of the day, if you don't know what's going on, stay deep as the deepest. And if you don't get ran by and Peyton's not throwing a nice little pass in the breadbasket, then you have an opportunity to make the team.
What about the shift in defensive style since you played, with some of the rules changes and how you cannot be as physical, but press this offseason has been talked about so much, and how you still have to be physical because passing game, that's what it is now.
Well, it's definitely a different philosophy today than it was back in the day when I came in. More passing has definitely gone on. But at the end of the day, the really good players don't let the rules dictate how they're going to play. They're still going to be aggressive. They're going to play their style no matter what. Some calls might go against them, but they don't let that dictate them how they're going to play on game day.
What are maybe two or three things you've picked up that you've kind of gone, oh, yeah, that makes sense, that's going to help you as you grow into a coach?
Well, really, as you know, different philosophies, how Corey, the defensive back coach, teaches some certain things, how they really adjusted things over the course of the years. There's only so many defense you can run in a National Football League, but the way they adjusted certain things has been pretty amazing. I think I see why they're so good on defense.
You got some snaps left in you?
No, a half a snap.
Have
I can walk over there, and that's about it.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.